So Margie McDonald and Denise Winter. Margie, director of everything at the Key City Public Theater, executive and otherwise. And Margie, who's a fabric artist and founder of... What's the matter with that?
I've helped with the founding of Port Townsend Wearable Art Show. But I'm a fiber artist working mostly with wire as opposed to a fabric artist.
I see. Fiber, fabric, wire. Okay, well, that sounds like quibbling about something we don't need to quibble about.
Well, it is her art. She should be specific.
I will accept whatever she says. So I was pleased in a way, Denise, because I have no information.
Great.
I was able to read a chapter, maybe two chapters in this book of Afghani folktales. Uh-huh. Because I couldn't prepare for this conversation because there are no cliff notes for a play that's never been performed.
Right.
And I was left with nothing. So you two are everything.
Oh, well, here we are.
What is Frozen Borders? Tell me about it. Why, what, where, when, and so forth.
Well,
and who, for heaven's sakes?
Yes. Well, I'll start. Yes. And I prepared a little something to help answer this question. Because
and that phone is not going to ring, is it?
It's not going to ring, but it's going to provide my notes.
Good.
And so I'm going to start by saying it's not a play.
Oh.
So this is not a stage production in the traditional sense of Key City Public Theater's main stage season. It is more accurately described as performance art. With Frozen Borders, we're launching a new annual initiative, Artist Collab, at Key City Public Theater. Next year, we will present Visions in Motion 2020, which will feature visual artist Andrea Lawson in a collaboration with performance and dance artists. This initiative is designed to encourage unique collaborations between artists and art forms, culminating in public presentations at Key City Playhouse. So Margie is launching this, and the artists that will be participating, it'll be one event like this each year, and the artist will be by invitation. So Margie is who I invited, and then she found a collaborator who is a poet, and together they're creating this event, Frozen Borders. So from our perspective, that's what we're attempting to achieve at Key City. So now I will turn it over to Margie to talk a little bit more specifically about what this event will entail.
Okay, so Frozen Borders started when I was teaching at Centrum and teaching middle school kids, migrant worker kids, in a program that's called Voices from the Field.
Where were you?
This is here in Port Townsend.
The migrant worker kids came to Port Townsend?
They came to us from all over the state.
Very well.
And some of those children were nervous. Some of them were worried. A lot of them were the first time away from home. But they were also told there's no questions of immigration. Your status does not count here. All that counts is that you're a person coming here to enjoy this, and it's a safe place to be. And that was a topic a lot during the week that we teach there. And I'm an immigrant to this country.
You are.
I am. I come from the country that has allowed 41 people on the suspected terrorist list in. And it's not the southern border.
You mean to say you're Canadian?
I am. Oh. And so Damon and I, we were sharing stories as well as the rest of the crew that we work with. And most of the people who teach there in this program are immigrants as well.
We had an artist who was at Key City Public Theater that was also, while she was here performing in Shipwrecked, Anna Maria Compoy, she also participated in that program at Centrum. So it was kind of fun that while she was here performing in her traditional setting in a theater, she was also participating at Centrum with this immigration program.
Yeah. So Damon had collaborated with a fiber artist some years ago, and as instructors there, we always do a presentation of our art to the other staff and to the students. And when he shared his poetry and I shared my sculptures, he came to me and said, "Let's work together." And the fact that I'm an immigrant and what the topic we were surrounded by, and he is from, his father is, or actually one of his parents is an immigrant, and he's from a family of immigrants. It's a big topic, and we thought, let's do something about the border.
The southern border, probably not the northern border this time.
The southern border, because that's the issue.
Be getting the attention.
Yes.
And the attention that never goes away. I don't know if you were listening to the conversation I had with Buddy and Mike just a moment ago. So Buddy, singer-songwriter, has collaborated with a number of notable and possibly known to you, write a song with another person. Now, that sounds pretty daunting, but he does it quite a little bit. And your collaboration, I don't know if it would be easier or more difficult because you're working with somebody who doesn't do what you do, but I'm quite curious how a fiber artist collaborates with a poet. First off, just the process, not the product. I hope we can get to product. We must get to product a little bit.
Well, we're both thinking about the same thing. His thoughts about what's going on at the border is going into words. My thoughts of what's going on in the border is going into sculpture. And I'm hoping to represent both the exterior landscape of the border and the interior landscape of the detention centers. And with one of the pieces I'm working on right now, I'm at Centrum enjoying a residency so that I get to use a really large space. And I'm building a set for the next production at Key City Theater called Men on Boats. And I decided to build canyon-like landscape for that. And thinking about the southern border is also on that Colorado River, I decided to draw a little bit of my set from Men on Boats into Frozen Borders. So that's just one element of it.
So we get a little, the audience will have a little bit of a sneak preview of a segment of what the set will be like for Men on Boats, because there's an overlap in theme.
Okay, and people who go to both will figure that out. But
yes.
How do they interact? The set that you're talking about, and because I'm used to seeing your work worn as as a garment, I'm wondering if the set that you're designing, if any of it moves about. Is it worn, or does it move in some other way?
It will move.
Yeah, it will move, actually. There are moving parts to Frozen Borders. One of the most interesting things I'm learning about because of this project is I'm learning about how ice works, how ice freezes, and how to make clear ice, and how to suspend things in ice. So ice is actually part of the stage set as well.
Ice, indeed. I think of ice as in... Yes, the agency ice, but you're talking about a different kind of ice, but maybe you're not talking about just one.
Right, exactly.
I see.
The border makes me think of ice, and ice makes me think of ice. And it is Frozen Border.
It is indeed. Why the title? What's Frozen?
It's Frozen Borders because of when I was thinking about what my part of the collaboration would be. My first thought, I was listening to a news article about ICE, about the enforcement agency, and I just started thinking about real ICE and how I could factor that in, and that's where the whole stage set started, was thinking about how I put real ICE in a set.
The production, when one comes to see it, how long does it last?
I'm not quite sure yet. That's Damon's part.
He's not finished. Doesn't need to be finished till next weekend.
Still in development. Still
writing. That's right.
Tell me about Damon.
So Damon Arundel, he is a poet, spoken word person from Seattle. And I actually have some words about
him. Did you ever work at the Rose Theater?
No.
Well, you have 3x5 cards. That's why I asked. Oh.
I don't have a good memory either. So Damon is not an immigrant, but he is a child of one and from a family of immigrants. He is trying to honor the voices of those whose voices are not being heard. And Damon was the first person to ever teach slam poetry at Seattle University in 2012. He is a poetry slam master, which means he is the one who organizes these poetry competitions. He works for a correctional facility over in Seattle, guiding inmates in a writing program. He's been a crisis counselor. He works with a lot of young people. And I've seen him draw amazing words from the children in Voices from the Field. These 11, 12, 13-year-olds get up and they say things that are so deep from their heart because he makes them feel safe and gives them the space and makes them trust themselves to do it.
And you say he's an immigrant or a child of where?
I'm not sure about that either.
I'm looking at the name Rendell.
I feel like it's the Caribbean from the stories we've talked about.
Uh-huh. So this work is a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And
yes.
You have a deadline, which is not too far away.
It's February 2nd.
Yes, it is, in fact, next Saturday.
Yes.
Do you think that the two performances are going to be markedly different from one another?
I don't know. I don't think so. It depends on what happens with my real ice.
What do we call that? Dry ice? Is that what you're working
on?
No.
Real ice.
No,
yeah.
I am going into...
Do you know what happens when ice melts? It makes a puddle.
That's exactly
what I'm hoping
for.
A puddle on Denise's stage?
Yes. Uh-huh. We're factoring that in.
We're working on that. I want it to melt.
So, Denise.
Yes.
You're more than just an observer here, I think.
Well, you know, what's interesting about this, we were just, Margie and I were just talking about this, and normally in my role as artistic director, I pay attention to, you know, every detail of a production. I've seen all aspects of it before it goes in front of an audience, and it's my responsibility to weigh in on all of those things. I mean, if all things are going well, I don't have to weigh in much at all. But I essentially have signed off on what's happening by the time that it goes in front of the audience. What I've done in creating this artist collab is I've opened up our space to artists to do their art. And so I am not in my traditional role of artistic director having a specific say about the content. Instead, I'm curating the artist. So by making it an invitation, I'm saying, I believe in this artist and their work, and therefore I believe in who they will find as collaborators, and then it's their space to use and to create. What's exciting for me is I don't know what, I mean, we're obviously having conversations because there are the technical aspects that we, you know, is this possible in our space, and how, you know, what will we have to light it, and those kind of details really that are more of a production manager nature, we're having those conversations. But in terms of the content and the art, I'm going to be as surprised as the audience, because I am giving over to these artists creating something. So I do not have a heavy hand in what that result will be. I mean, they will be working in the space. I will see something happen before it goes in front of the audience. I could certainly weigh in, but it's in a different way. It's me putting all of my work into who I invite. Right. That's really where my work is in this, is who gets invited and given the resources to do something with their art in a different kind of space.
And that's Margie. You invited her.
Yes.
She invited Damon.
Yes.
And that's how this works.
That's how it works.
And if I'm sitting in row F,
yes,
and I look around,
yes,
on Saturday, which is the only day I could possibly,
yes,
go, I wish there were more performances. Anyway, that aside, if I,
yes,
look around to my left and to my right, will I see you, Denise?
Yes.
You'll be in one of those comfy,
yes,
chairs?
I will.
Good for you. What,
yeah,
a treat for you.
Unless we sell out. In which case, I will give my seat over and I will sit in on the steps.
In which case, you'll be in the sound booth or somewhere.
That's
like
right,
that.
Exactly. Uh-huh. But I will be in the room, yes.
So, Margie, just, I don't know you, but from here, and twice or three, but just watching you, I sense a good bit of passion about this topic.
I'm very passionate about this topic. I've shed many, many tears in just reading the news and doing research for the topic.
Will there be anger in your presentation?
No.
Is it going? No.
I don't know. There may be some, of course, but what I'd like to read is what Damon's words are on this presentation.
Mm.
And he says, if you think the immigration system is flawed, you should come see this show. If you have an opinion about what's happening on the southern border, you should come. Frozen Borders is not about politics. It is about voices, lives and deaths of immigrants chasing the American dream. This performance will transcend form. It will include poetry, but it is not a poetry reading. It will be theatrical, but it is not a play.
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous at all because I don't have to get up and talk. I just have to build.
Is that the hard part for you?
I don't mind talking.
No, I wouldn't
but
think so.
But it's just, it's you're easier more, you're to more, build.
Right, you're more exposed if you're the one that's standing on the stage.
So will you be sitting next to Denise in the audience or the sound booth?
Possibly.
I will be with a signature drink in my hand.
That's right.
Margie, aside from the matter of immigration, to the matter of not fabric, but
fiber.
Your art. How did you get into this? What's your background?
My background is in fiber art. I grew up having to do fiber art for need because I grew up in a very rural community with a big family, so I had to learn to knit and make quilts and make clothes just out of necessity. And then when I went to university, that's what I studied. And 20 years ago when I arrived in Port Townsend, I got a job with Brian Toss rigging yachts, and that introduced me to wire. And I just absolutely fell in love with wire and just started making sculpture all the time.
So fiber, metal, ice, which turns into puddles.
Mm-hmm.
What other kinds of materials will one see?
Cardboard.
Cardboard.
A lot of cardboard. I've been using corrugated cardboard and doing a lot of painting. And we'll see, I'm not going to say what it is, but one of my things I consult with Denise for is this stuff too shiny to be here? So there is a very shiny element going in as well.
And then I say, the theatrical trick for dealing with shiny stuff is, and we work it through.
And Denise would know these things. Margie, have you participated in other Key City productions in years past?
Last year, Denise invited me to make my first ever set. So Akuyo Graham came to town and presented a one-woman show. And I built a banyan tree for her out of three-strand rope.
I remember the banyan tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so when we were doing Spirit Awakening before, you know, in months ahead when we were discussing it, she was saying that when she performs it, that's the one critical element for the stage. And so we're having a conversation about, you know, who could help to create that. And my history with Margie goes back quite a bit, actually. When we first redid the theater and expanded into the new lobby, Margie brought her copper, a number of her copper pieces, which were copper wire and hammered copper. And she brought those in and helped us to create some decor in the lobby. And I think that was the first time that we met. And then Margie was part of a collaboration of five artists who put on a show to help raise money for the theater. And so I became even more aware of her artwork. And that was headed up by Don Tiller. And then we got involved at the same time with she was involved with the Wearable Art Show for a couple of years, and then I got involved. And that's where we began having a lot more artistic conversations and just being around each other, seeing how we work and what our energies are and our passions. And so when I thought about this banyan tree, I was just looking at pictures of the tree and I thought, you can make this out of rope, and I know just the person to do that. So that was how I had invited her into the theater to do that. And Margie comes to the shows, and she sees things and has commented a number of times on the set designs and began to sort of express an interest that it might be a place to explore her art. And this is something that I look for all the time in the community, is who are the visual artists who have an interest in working on this giant palette? Because, you know, it's a big playground for a visual artist if you think about set design. And we've had Terry Tennyson design sets. We've had Don Tiller. And we've had Council Langley has painted sets. I mean, lots of, but I want, one of the reasons for creating this collab is I want visual artists and artists of other forms to think about the theater, which is the culminate, it's all art forms, really. Every art form is used in the theater. So I want other artists in town to be thinking of this as a potential venue, and then we'll find these collaborations, whether it's within our main stage season or within this collab.
And only two performances, is it possible that you might do another or two
if
it sells out?
If it sells out, mm-hmm. we have a contingency plan, but it would really require very excited audience and rapid sales for us to feel confident.
So we're talking about next Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Tickets available the usual way.
Yes, on the website.
And can drop by the ticket office.
Yes, although we are... in the theater sense, we are traditionally dark in the month of January. So the ticket office is officially open starting Wednesday, January 30th. But we're around in the office. We just don't have regular hours until January 30th.
These are evening performances, I trust?
Yes, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Saturday, Sunday?
Yes.
Quick look to the future.
Yes.
Margie, want to say a good word or two, a prompting word or three about the Wearable Art Show?
I certainly do. I was going to ask about that because we do want to put the word out there that we're looking for models. We have an amazing lineup of artists, but we really need some more models. And if you're available to model or you know somebody who could model, look at info@ptwearableart.com or just go on Facebook or contact me.
And of course, the Wearable Art Show every year on Mother's Day weekend. Two shows on the Saturday of Mother's Day weekend.
You're the MC, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I will be back this year. It is official.
That comes to mind as far as models go, male, female, doesn't matter.
Oh, yes, male, female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct.
We usually need more females than males, but we love having when we get males on the stage as well. I know there's already a few lined up.
Denise, what's next at Key City?
We have Frozen Borders for this weekend, the first and the second and third. And then we have our first dinner theater of the year will be happening, Love Bites. And that's always at Alchemy Bistro and Wine Bar. And that's on the 10th and 11th, which is a Sunday, Monday. And I can tell you that the Sunday only has a few seats left. So if you want to go on Sunday, get your tickets now. And then we do have seats available on Monday. And then we'll open our 2019 season with Men on Boats. And that'll be directed by our artistic apprentice, Genevieve Barlow, who's been here. You've met her.
Yep.
And we'll be featuring 10 women of our network of actresses playing 10 men who go on the 1869 expedition, the first government-sanctioned expedition of the Colorado River. And it will feature the set design by Margie McDonald.
Oh, very well.
Yeah. Okay. So lots of good stuff coming up.
I thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Thank
Denise
you
Winter,
much,
as always, Margie McDonald, as always.
Thank you.
See you both around.
Thank you, Phil.
The town.